I wanted to, Jim Quigley, in his comments, referred to a letter from his boss, Congressman Keating, and other members of the Massachusetts delegation addressed to me. And so I wanted to respond to it, even though Jim has left the building. Senator Shaheen's representative also made some similar points. Jim, you're there. Okay. I wanted to respond to your letter and your comments. And thank you very much for them. Your letter, which we haven't written a reply yet, but we will. We take it very seriously. Had three essential components, as I read it. One was a request that we reconsider our decision not to grant a second interim year, and we gave that request from the council here very serious consideration, and I really don't see any wiggle room. I'm not the lawyer, but I don't see any wiggle room in that from a legal standpoint. And as I said to the council Groundfish Committee when I met with them on Friday, even if there were wiggle room in the law, we've just spent 3 hours, seeing that there's not really any wiggle room in the biology to do this. So I appreciate the request from the members of the New England delegation asking for a second year of interim measures, but I don't think we're going to revisit that decision for both legal reasons and for reasons of biology. The day of reckoning is here for legal reasons and for reasons of biology. A year ago, when we went to the extraordinary measures of granting the interim measure and setting a higher quota, we all were very hopeful that the stock assessment was wrong, that we would find more fish, that the fleet would find more fish, that the stock assessment that the Science Center would find more fish, and all of that proved to be wrong. The fleet didn't find any more fish, and neither did the stock assessment. So now we've listened to the science, and now we have the decisions before us. So on the first point of the letter, I think that we're going to stick with our decision. On the second point of the letter, Jim, Congressman Keating and the other members of the delegation talked about, and so did Senator Shaheen's representative, talked about the extraordinary lengths that the members of the New England delegation have gone to secure economic assistance for New England fishermen. My boss, Commerce Secretary Blank, declared a fishery resource disaster, and that made it possible for Congress to seek funding. And Congress has done that, and they've done Plan A and Plan B and Plan C and Plan D, and so far it's been unsuccessful. And I commend the members of the delegation for not giving up, because that economic assistance is necessary. And I know they're not going to give up. And that after Plan A and Plan B and Plan C and Plan D, they're going to go with Plan E and F and G until they're successful. And I congratulate the delegation on their persistence, and I hope that we are a compassionate society that helps people in all regions of the country deal with disasters when they occur. And so I am, you know, just as a citizen, I'm grateful for the hard work and persistence of the delegation in seeking economic assistance. It's needed, and I hope that their efforts prove successful and that their persistence is rewarded. Thirdly, the delegation letter laid out a number of items that can be done to mitigate losses that will come as a result of their of the very low levels of stock, and that the actions we have to take to try and rebuild these stock, carryover, and other things, many of which that we're already working on. And that's going to take work together, the council, the regional office, and the industry, and Congress. And so we are exploring many of those already. We appreciate those suggestions, and we'll be more successful if we work on those together. So again, thank you for the letter and the role that that the delegation is playing on that. And I just wanted, for the record, to respond to your comments, Jim, Sarah, to yours on behalf of Senator Shaheen, and Glenn, to yours on behalf of the governor. Thank you.
Thank you, John.